Good morning. I'm just going to give you a couple verses here that you can look up later. And I always say, do your own research. But there's something that kind of came to me this morning. Galatians 4:16. Paul was saying, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? And then Jesus said in John 8:45, because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Well, there's some things I want to share today. Let's open up in Judges. We're going to talk about planned chaos. We're going to talk about the wicked. And the Bible says we're in the middle of a storm, basically, in Matthew 24. And he that endures to the end shall be saved. So we're pressing on this morning. And in Isaiah, as you're turning there, Isaiah 5:20 says, woe to them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness. When we turn our back against the Lord and the Bible, while bad things have happened very fast, we're living in such grievous times, the beginning of sorrows, planned chaos, things are happening that we're going to share. But we want to start and see that wickedness is not new. Wickedness has been here from the beginning. In Judges chapter 16, we know the story of Samson and Delilah. We're going to hit a couple high spots just to show you that throughout the whole Bible and throughout life, there has been wickedness. There have been controllers. There have been deceivers. There's been liars. And they have been con artists. So the wicked appears, that word wicked appears 119 times. Think about that. In the 1611 King James Bible. But now the new Bibles, it's rarely mentioned. Things have changed. When we're talking about the wicked, biblically, it's the state of being wicked, a mental disregard for justice, righteousness, truth, honor, and virtue. Evil, wickedness is evil, and the evil men, it says in one place that they're filled with violence, and we're seeing violence in our country today. We're seeing terrorism today. In the name of just protesting, we see a mixture of evil people that have planned chaos, and we've been talking about this for at least 6 years. People have not wanted to hear it, but when it's on your doorstep, it's time to wake up. Yeah. It's like, okay, this is not just a theory. And I don't want to get off on theories and weird stuff, but the Bible is very clear that the wickedness shall get worse. People aren't going to get better in the end times, but through these end times, we have a window to get people to see the truth, to come to the Lord, to repent, make sure your life is right. But the wicked are not going to get better. The Bible says they wax. They wax worse and worse. That word wax there means to grow by degrees. It gets worse and worse. It's a state of being wicked or mental disregard for justice, righteousness, truth, honor, and virtue. Evil in your thoughts. And in the Bible, the wickedness is associated always with worshiping false gods, pagan gods. And we're going to see this in this story here. And even the people in power can be wicked. And as I started studying on a lot of these end time things and walking in the fear of the Lord to say things I didn't want to say, but I felt like there was a short window, and now we see it's even shorter, of the wickedness that's increasing in the land, the problem, the reaction, the solution. We've talked about a lot of these planned chaos events. You've got to know that these things for world governance are planned, and I've shared on these things that if it's going too slow, violence will be introduced, and the old world order will be taken down. What was the old world order? Peace. We had security. We had safety. Now we're seeing piece by piece. We're seeing violence being introduced as the normal, and everything is for our safety. Now remember, when they say everything's for your safety, you better beware, because that's what they also did in Germany, right? For your safety, as the abuse of governance takes over, and then also for your security. Now we're moving into a new realm of it's all for your security. Now, if you've studied with us for these last years, you know what's here and what's coming. If not, I'm sorry, the hour's late, but just trust God for discernment, because this is a day of deception. It's epic. deception. And that's the sign of the end times. He said, "There's let no man deceive you." And the deception is everywhere. And so who do we trust? It's gotten to where I really don't trust politicians. I don't trust any. It's like, who do you trust? You trust the Bible. Because he told us that this was going to happen. And he said, let no man deceive you. And in the end, even the elect. So just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you're free from deception unless you study to show yourself approved. And then when you tell the truth, people get mad. The truth is making people mad. Today, the truth is hate speech. Everything is hate, or you're a conspiracy theorist because you're telling what the Bible says in the book of Revelations. Now all of a sudden, why? It's to discredit you. And remember, they discredited Jesus. They called him all sorts of names. So if they discredited Jesus, guess what? They're going to discredit still. The truth is going to be discredited. You're going to be labeled, whatever. But don't let your heart be troubled, because if they did it to Jesus, if they did it to Paul, and Paul said, am I your enemy now because I'm telling you the truth? People that I know, I've told this for years, are calling me now and they're seeing it. Some people are going to wake up in these end times. They're like, wow, global governance is here. This has never happened globally. Everything is happening globally because it is a global governance. But I just want you to see in Judges chapter 16, wickedness is not new. Wickedness in people that had power and authority is not new. The infiltration of Christianity led me to the infiltration of politics, which led me into the other infiltration. We have been infiltrated, and think it not strange, this has happened from the beginning, and Satan is a liar. So those that follow him and worship other gods do not think that they're going to tell you the truth. They have agendas, and this is the day of Agenda 21. This is a day of agendas. That means there's secret plans, there's secret plots, and so it's still the wicked, and we're going to talk about the wicked. I don't want to put labels on this or that. Just know that there is the wicked and there is the righteous. So make it very simple instead of getting into all this other stuff. But here we see that Samson went to Gaza, and there he saw a harlot, and he went to unto her. You can just write there on the side of your Bible, Samson had some issues. He had some issues. He had a lust problem, and he had a lot of other things. But good news, if you've fallen, if you feel like, God, I haven't served the Lord correctly, God gives us examples like this to let you know he's still with you. You can still repent. It's still time to get back to him. This is a dark day. This is a day we're in the middle of a storm. Our states right now are seeing terrorism. Honest people want to protest, but you do not know that in the mix of this are planned rioters, are paid terrorists, are a lot of these people that are setting things on fire on purpose. And it makes me so angry. If a lot of you know my history of our multicultural church that I started, and my family, you all know about my family, I understand a lot about this. And we had such a unity and a peace in a season where there was so much war we had between races. Everyone came, we all just loved each other. And that's a real basis of all of us, is that we know that there is, at the end times, there is a bait war. There is a war to get people fighting each other and to divide and conquer planned opposition. And if you know this, you won't bite the bait. But if you don't know what's coming, if you don't know what's here, and I've shared this so many times, I'm just going to... Psalms 94, we'll try to get to that, but we talked to you about how to create a socialistic state and how this global governance was going to come about, and we're seeing it, and one of their main keys is class warfare. Yeah. They want us divided. Don't fall for the division. And even wonderful people that are trying to protest, you don't understand. It reminds me of the Hunger Games, and I didn't see all of them. I'm mercy motivated, though, some of those things. I just can't watch, you know? But people have told me that at the end of the Hunger Games, and remember, they always pre-program, there's a lot of pre-programming, that the resistance, they were supposed to be the ones that were resisting the evil. The star of the show, she, at the very last second, instead of killing the evil people, she realized that the evil was in the resistance. And we have to know, we think we're doing good, but know that there's plots and plans. And you have to know how wicked the enemy is. He wants to deceive you. And they were causing the division. And so at the very end, she recognized that the problem was with the leader of the resistance. Yeah. So don't be deceived in this hour. Don't be deceived. There's so much. But class warfare is part of it. Then also the gun control is coming. And the healthcare we're seeing now, some of my friends from Sweden are telling me what's going on with the healthcare there. Socialism is coming. They're coming to take over our healthcare. And I feel very bad for those that work there in those positions, because you also can't be deceived by the propaganda going on. You have to know that this is a day of epic deceptions. And you make sure that you're not following a movement or a man, but you keep your eyes on Jesus, because it's hard to trust people in this hour. It's hard to trust, but we trust the Lord. He told us. But there's going to be opposite, open clash between two opposing groups. They want this. They want warfare. They want division. And this is what makes me so mad, because I was a part of coming out of this false church, and I realized how deceived we were by the leaders. Well, they do this to people. They pretend they're on your side, and then they're deceiving a lot of these people, and they're burning down their buildings that they've worked their whole lives for. And this isn't Minnesotans, by the way. This is planned opposition. These people are from many different states coming in. And you have to know, don't be a part of this, because you think it's innocent, but it's not. There's an evil plot at the end of this. And we're not out to destroy people's property. It makes me so upset. But in 1 Thessalonians 5:3, it says, while people are saying peace and safety, we want your peace, we want your safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. Wow. So there's a lot of things. But in the name of security, people are going to give up more freedoms now. And when I've studied all these documents, they say they will come where they scream and they can't wait for the United Nations to come and bring order. But with that United Nations, you have to understand, is a police state, is martial law, a lot of other things. And I'm sorry if you guys don't get this, but this is my life. This is what I do 24/7, is study this stuff. And then the people that want to fight me don't even study at all. And I'm working from their documents, not from some theory out in the sky. I see their plans, and God has supernaturally given us favor for these documents that we have. And then when you read from them, people don't want to hear it until it's at their doorstep. Oh, wow. But the blood of people is on our hands to tell them the truth. If we see the sword coming and we don't warn them, their blood is on our hands. But if we warn them and we tell them, God says, you know, they're on their own. So all we can do is warn in this hour to let you know wicked is increasing, and don't be a part of a plan that you're going to be honeycombed. You know what a honeycomb is, where they trap you. One of my friends was a police officer, and she pretended she was a prostitute to catch, I guess they called them Johns back in the day. But it was called a honey trap. And I always thought, well, that's kind of mean. You know, you set people up to catch them. But this is a honey trap. We're in a honey trap where, you know, the evil people have plans. And the Lord's told us that the beast system is rising, and it's coming in for domination, the God of forces. When we lived in the old America, we had choices. We had freedoms. Now things are being taken away from us in the name of safety. And now get this one, in the name of security is the next one. And that's what they always said in Germany, is everything's for your safety as the abuse of the state took over. That doesn't mean we fight the state. That doesn't mean we go out and we riot. That's also, I'm just trying to tell you, this is also a plan to get us divided and to get us fighting one another. But in our hearts, we love everyone, as you know. But I'm not going to go into this whole thing, but in the name of security and fear, people are going to give up more freedoms, as we shall see. But here in Judges, we see that Samson had some issues. And then we see in verse 4, it came to pass afterward he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, and whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistine, who? The lords of the Philistines. Do we see people in power here? Do we see wickedness?
Yes.
Is it new?
Nope.
Why do we think that we only see good things on the news, that there's not evil lurking?
Oh, yeah.
Why have we been deceived to not see the infiltration, not only in our churches that call for worship experiences and for entertainment, but we don't see it? I guess I'll share this. I kind of haven't known which way to go. how much I should share and how much I shouldn't is always the temptation. Did I leave it upstairs? Oh, here it is. This makes a little more sense. April 27, 1961. And I'm only going to hit a highlight. I've shared this before, but John F. Kennedy said, "We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless," what? What did he call it? What did the president that got killed call this? I'll say it again. "We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy." He said it. The Bible talks about conspiracies. They conspired against Paul, and they conspired against Jesus. But today, if you all it is a secret plot of evil men doing things in secret against good people. So now it's been twisted that you're really a flake and you're out there. And I watched that from day one on the news, how they hammered that. And I watched this whole thing because it discredits people from trying to tell you the truth. Wow. Now there's flaky stuff out there, but there's also, remember, they discredited Jesus. And then when he spoke the truth, they called him a liar. They called him Beelzebub. They called him all these names. Why? To discredit him. And they discredit people that want to tell the truth as whatever. But here he is. He's saying a ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means, which means secret means, for expanding its spheres of influence. On infiltration. We've been talking the last 6 years about infiltration. But he's not just talking about infiltration of church. His infiltration says it's going to be, instead of invasion, subversions. Instead of elections, instead of invasion on subversions. Instead of elections on intimidation, instead of free choice. He's warning that he saw a plan against every man and woman that he couldn't agree with. Do you remember that? 1961, look it up. It's going to make a little more sense. And I only just said just a couple things. He was upset about the news being censored and withholding facts that the people need to know. Well, we've been censored now. It's all known, not only on Facebook and all this other stuff, but we're being censored. If you don't follow their narrative, they can. This is what happened in Germany. We're seeing it happen again.
Sure.
If you don't say what the narrative is, anything, you will be. Your YouTubes are pulled. Everything is pulled. So that we see what he said. He said censoring the news and withholding facts that people deserve to know. And then another thing he said, what was going to happen was guerrillas by night. Guerrillas by night. Building a machine, he said, this is going to, and actually this is the beast system. Building a machine of what? What does this machine consist of that he talked about? Here's what he named. Military, scientific. Now, the Bible talks about science falsely, so-called. Diplomatic, intelligence. Now we have artificial intelligence. He said it's economic, beast, and it's a political operation. So what's he trying to tell us here? That he said building a machine of military, scientific, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, and political operation. Wow, are we seeing that right now? And this was from 1961. I encourage all of you, type this out, go get it before it's taken down, because he's telling us what's happening here. And the governor has confirmed that these protests that we're dealing with now are actually members of the cartel and gangs. This is not a protest. This is an organized riot and terrorism. The agenda is a race war, lawlessness and martial law and the police state to follow. Proverbs 10:6, blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Funny, we have the covering of the mouth. We're in the day of covering of the mouth of the wicked. We're having home invasions, the banks last night, post office, gas stations, and businesses all burning. Guerrillas by night. It's not new. This is not new. So here we see, it came to pass. He's loving Delilah, but here are the lords of the Philistines. They come up unto her and say, entice her, lure him, tempt him. And see in where his great strength lieth, by what means we may prevail against him, that we may hand him, bind him to afflict him. And we will give the every one of us, everyone that was there. It wasn't just 11 pieces of 100 pieces of silver, every single one of them. That's a lot of money. And this is the thing. If you can be bought out in this hour to do the wrong thing and to turn over good people or to call 311 and report people, you're evil. There's something inside you need to get right. You need to repent, because we are not to be bought. We're supposed to pick up our crosses and follow him. But we're seeing a wicked generation of people that are so afraid, they're so terrorized, that they're pitting people against one another. They're terrorized. Well, this is not new. It's not new. Delilah said, "Samson, tell me, I pray thee." Now all of a sudden she's real religious. "I pray thee." People can get so religious when they want an agenda being pushed. They're pushing a plan. "I pray thee, tell me where your great strength lieth and wherewith thou might be to bond to afflict thee." Now here's in plain sight, she tells them. And this is the thing. If you watch certain things, they tell you in plain sight what's going to happen. Tonight, they said, how do they know that tonight is going to be the worst night of terrorism we've ever had? How do they know that? How can they say this is an... In plain sight, they're telling everybody, look out. There's a lot of questions we all have, and none of us have all the answers, and none of us have had it all figured out, but it leaves us questioning. It leaves us questioning who's for you, who's against you. These poor business owners are just ready to open up. They've spent their whole life, and now they have nothing to go back to. They have no grocery stores. They have no businesses. This isn't a nice, peaceful protest. This is a planned event to cause a lot of chaos, I believe. There's a lot of things we don't know. Let's just leave it there. Let's just say chaos is here. However it got here, however this so-called virus came, it's here. They're saying this and that and this and that. Doesn't matter. It's a matter of we're having to deal with forced situations where now more and more things are being closed and stopped. And we're just in the beginning of stages. We're in the beginnings of sorrow. So don't get into fight about who or what you believe, and you got to be right. And you know what? It doesn't matter who's right. We all have a little bit of truth, but let's walk in love and unity. But I'm just saying, as believers, does it really matter? We're in this right now. The storm is here, and let's just use this opportunity to let people know what the Bible says. We're in the book of Revelations. We're in the book of Matthew. But this wickedness is not just beginning. It's been here. So she's praying. And what is Samson doing? He's sleeping with the enemy. And unfortunately, a lot of people right now are deceived. They're also sleeping with the enemy because they don't know who the wicked are. Just because they tell you they're doing the right thing, if you don't have discernment in this hour, you're going to be deceived. You're going to be deceived by the propaganda. But if you know, if you've been listening, if you've been reading your Bible, he's telling us all these things that are going to come. So they're waiting for him. And she tells him, and she says, you know, look at it, in verse 10. "Behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now I pray thee again." She's getting real religious again. She's starting to pray. Who's she praying to? Liars don't pray to God. They say God. They say they're Christians. They say they're this and that. They're liars. They're wicked. "I pray thee that thou wouldest be bound." So she starts doing this. He plays the game. They're playing war games. He comes out of it. He shakes it off. He tells her another lie. Oh my, she starts getting very upset. "How can you say you love me when thine heart is not with me?" This is a real wicked person that's manipulating someone that really does care and love, and twisting truth, has a secret agenda, has a conspiracy against him. Wow. "How can thou say I love thee when thy heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times." Verse 16. "And it came to pass when she pressed him." She pressed him. She pressed him. Do you know what it's like to be pressed? This is a nagging woman. She was a nag, a bag, and a hag. "She pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death." He was vexed. He was... just get that lady off of me. I just can't handle it. One more. She wore him down. She wore him out. And that's what social conditioning is. You watch the news, it wears you down. We have people that are afraid to walk in their yards But you watch this and watch it and watch this. You're getting social conditioning because we're going into social conditioning for a social score. If you don't know, we've already got a credit score. Did we ask to have a credit score? All of a sudden, one day, the credit score showed up, and all of a sudden, this is your credit score. Well, how did I get that? Who told? Now we're going to have a social score. They're already having it, but they're starting to work in the works of the social conditioning. You're being conditioned to behave. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction. We've studied that. So here, she's vexed. He's nagged to death. She wore him down. And then what does she do? She pouts. A real good manipulator is a pouter. They throw guilt on you. They make you feel bad. And if you have a good heart, you don't... Well, you want to get that guilt off, so do the right thing. You have to know when you're being played by the media. We got to know these hours when we're being played because God's telling us that the wicked shall wax worse and worse. You don't have to make these things up. She pressed him daily with her words, urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death. He's ready to die. Just kill me, you nag. If you nag me one more time, I just can't take it. She wanted that money. She wanted that money. They were outside waiting. She wanted to get him. She wanted to get him. And just think about how manipulated he was. How evil she was. She was a manipulator, a deceiver, a liar. She's a con artist. She was wicked. Matthew 24:12 said, wickedness shall go away. You can trust everybody that's on the news. You can trust everybody for what they say. You can trust every politician. Remember, I told you the Hoya story. Well, you think your side's better than the other side. Won't go into it. It's Hoya. Wickedness shall increase. The love of many will wax by degrees. It'll wax cold. Wax means to grow cold. People are getting angry. People are getting upset. People are being manipulated into anger, into losing things. People are being angered into being scared. I mean, you have to know when you're being manipulated. Don't let anyone manipulate. Make sure we're under the direction of the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy 3:13, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. I thought she was pretty bad. They're going to be worse than Delilah? He said they're going to be worse in the end times. Evil men and seducers shall wax, grow worse and worse, deceiving. And guess what? They're deceived. They're thinking they're evolving and they're going to get more power and they're becoming gods. And they're going to get rid of the earth and get a new, the whole Antichrist system has to get rid of the old to bring in the new. That's deception. Ephesians 6:10. You all know the story. He goes, says, I'm going to go out as before, but what happened? He became blinded. She vexed him. She nagged him. She wore him down. She pouted. Day after day, she had an agenda. You have to know that there's an agenda. There's an agenda for the world. It's called global governance. There is an agenda. I'm sorry you don't like it. I don't like it either. But am I your enemy now because I'm telling you the truth? Okay, Ephesians 6. This is not a message anyone wants to hear, but it's here. Well, you're so negative. It's so negative. It's so depressing. It's in the Bible. And I'm glad I'm prepared. I'm glad I've prepared for this. We thought this was going to happen in 2000. It didn't happen. But there's a lot of things now that are in the works. And if you know the plans, if you know the documents, if you know a lot of these things, it's almost like a script. It's just like one of the preachers I was listening to the other day, he was talking about 2012, he was reading from a Germany script, and he said that they will self-quarantine, they will do this, that. He goes, everything that's happening now, he was reading from a document from Germany years ago. So don't think that this is new, this is all of a sudden coming out of nowhere. These wicked men have had plans for many, many, many years, and thank God the Lord's he said the Holy Spirit's going to show you things to come. He's going to show us if we listen to him. But if we tell truth and you hate us, well, you're just whatever. Well, then you're not going to be prepared for what's coming in this storm. You're not going to be prepared. You're not going to realize they're also coming for the Second Amendment. They're going for a cashless society. Yeah. And they know people aren't going to give up cash that easy. So there's other things. I've got some informants in the police department that have been telling me stuff. They want to get rid. They've been burning banks. They've been burning post office. Yeah. Why would someone do this? Because there's some other agendas that are coming. I don't like it either. But you have to know the wiles of the devil. In Ephesians 6:10, this is nothing new, and I didn't really want to warn again, but we're in the middle of it now. And as the dots connect, you're so thankful that God was giving you ears to hear and eyes to see, because Samson was blinded. And you are blinded when you're controlled and you're manipulated.
Wow.
You're totally blinded. You can't see it. But when the lights come on and the Lord starts revealing to you the wickedness, you know our trust is in the Lord. Everything that can be shaken, he said, is going to be shaken. Everything that man built is going to be shaken. But the kingdom of God shall not be shaken. Are you guys okay?
Yes.
So the wicked means here, twist the truth for an agenda. The wiles. Let's look at the wiles. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. We're not strong in ourselves. The false gospel, what puts you in charge? How's that working for you? He's in charge. He's in control. We trust him. We don't trust our words, our power, all that stuff that we were told people are seeing now. But there is coming an awakening. They can't wait for all this because they're calling it the Great Awakening. There's another whole agenda that you know about, the New World, One World Religion. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. We're not strong in ourselves. We're dependent on him and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to what? Withstand the wiles of the devil. The devil has always had wiles. And in the word wiles, the wiles of the devil, it's a trick. The tricks of the devil. What are the tricks of the devil? To lie, seduce, to lure you into thinking one thing is true and it's the opposite. To deceive in the very end, many shall be deceived. Trick, distract. Talk about distraction. We're seeing right now laws being passed we don't even know about, executive orders that change daily, rules and laws about certain things are changing every day, the facts are changing every day, so-called. Tricks, wild to distract, confuse you. Are you confused? They're telling you this, and now they're coming again. They want chaos. They want the wicked do, not the righteous. And remember, there's always good people mixed in with the wicked. And that's how they get away with it, because there are good people. They twist the truth for an agenda plan. We live in a matrix. Remember, we've talked about the matrix, the blue pill. You're just plugged into this system. You're going to be deceived. You're going to be blinded, like Samson. The fiery darts of the wicked. And I want to talk a little second here about the wiles. The wicked, they plot against the just. The fiery darts in the Greek is B-E-L-O-S. It's an arrow with its tip wrapped with a fabric soaked in flammable fluids so it would burn with flames. The word quench in this verse in the Greek, it means to quench by dousing or to exterminate by drowning in water. Now remember, the water of the word. The Bible is the word. We stay peaceful through knowing that there's the wicked. We don't get confused, because if you get blinded, you don't know. In these end times, you're not going to know who your friend, who your enemy, who can you trust. It refers to water-soaked shields of Roman soldiers. Before the Roman soldiers went out to battle, they purposely soaked their shields in water until they were completely water-saturated. The soldiers did this because they knew the enemy would be shooting fire-bearing arrows in their direction. If a shield was dry, it was possible for it to be set on fire when it got struck by the fiery darts. So the Lord tells us, beware of the fiery darts of the wicked. We're getting hit with real fiery darts in our businesses, in our home. They're saying tonight's home invasion. Well, we pray for protection for that. But the soldiers did this because they knew the enemy would be shooting fire-bearing arrows in their direction, and if they had a dry shield, it was possible for it to be set on fire when struck. But if this vital piece of armor was water soaked, the flames would be extinguished even if an arrow penetrated the shield.
Wow.
And that's the enemy. He wants you to be fearful. He wants you to be scared. And we're not supposed to be feared. God's given us a sound mind. If you listen to the news, you won't have a sound mind. Amen. 1 minute they tell you this, the next day they change that. Yep. They tell you to do this, and then they tell you not to do this. They tell you this is going to happen, this is going to happen. You will not have a sound mind. No. You'll be confused. You'll be mentally weird. You're going to be so freaked out, you won't be able to walk outside. But if you know what's going on, if you know what the enemy, you have to know your enemy. And when you know what he is and you know the fiery darts, you put up that shield of faith, puts out that fiery dart. Because God hasn't given you a spirit of fear. He's given you power, love, and a sound mind. He hasn't given us hate to divide. He's not telling us to hate this race and hate that race. He's telling us he created it. We're all of one blood. But there's the wicked and then there's the righteous. And the wicked plot. And their violence covers their mouth. They think they're not seen. But when you walk in the fear of God, you know God sees everything they do. And we'll close in a good word. But one of the fiery darts is pride. It's on the list. Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. There's so many arrogant people are posting on Facebook about how they're going to destroy the police and how the police are going to destroy. They're fighting back and forth. Proud and arrogant. We need to humble ourselves and just, wow, it's craziness. It's chaos at a high level. Planned chaos. They're arrogant. They know it all. They're unteachable. They're filled with pride. Deception follows. When you're filled with pride and you're arrogant and you're not dependent on the Lord, deception follows. It always follows pride. The devil is full of pride. He thinks he wins. He still thinks he's going to change the book of Revelation. In Galatians 6:3, when you think you're something, when you are nothing. We are nothing. We are dependent on him. It's an age of deception, calling good evil. Don't you wish we lived in the day that liar's pants really caught on fire? Liar, liar, pants on fire. He's a liar. He's a liar. She's a liar. But we have to have discernment in this hour. For the wiles of the devil, spiritual wickedness in high places. In verse 16, to quench all the fiery darts, the tricks, the distractions, deceptions of the devil. And when you're walking with the Lord, he shows you, look out for this, prepare for this, prepare for that. We knew 6 years ago that there was going to be attack on the food chain. We knew that there was going to be planned chaos, problem, reaction, solution. Now they're going to try to attack the government, and the more that you attack the government, they're going to come down harder on you. Bad things are going to happen. You're going to call in the United Nations. And this is global governance. You have to understand, this is global governance. And this is a quote, and I'm going to, let's turn to Psalm 64, and we're going to close with this. Psalms 94. I've got so many psalms in here. They're all good, but we can't get to them all. But here's a quote. From 1950, this was before the United States Senate, February 7th, 1950, by James Warburg. A quote, "We shall have world government, whether or not we like it. The only question is whether world government will be achieved by conquest or consent." We're talking about the one world government that's planned. This is not new, it's been planned. This was quoted by a judge last week. It doesn't matter which side they're on. They're fighting each other now. The chaos between governors and states and all this is ridiculous. When the laws do not comply to those who made them, people are not being governed. They're being ruled. These executive orders are royal decrees. Also, the fiery darts here now, they're using science. Germany, when it fell, they decided what they were going to, or when this whole thing came down, Germany was kind of a test from the things I've read. And they said some of the things that they would do and wouldn't do. And they said they're going to use science and data. So scientific definition of a lie is a message knowingly transmitted with the intent to foster false beliefs or conclusions. You don't manipulate people with science that's not real. That's a lie. That's wickedness. That's manipulating people to a conclusion that's not true. A lie, according to the Bible, is to practice deceit, falsehood. It's the opposite of truth, an intentional violation of the truth. To achieve world government, it's necessary, quotes from some of these people. I'm not going to quote all their names because to us it really, we don't know who they are anyway, but this is how long this has been going on. To achieve world government, now this is where we're going into the whole government. The whole world has been shut down. The whole world, businesses, are trying to bring down certain things and lift up certain things and plans, which we've talked about. To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men, number one, their individualism. When they're going to bring a country down, they said, get rid of the flag. To lose their individualism, loyalty to family traditions, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. Do we see this happening? Let me say that again. To achieve world government, now we are world citizens. To achieve world government, you have to remove, get rid of, individualism, loyalty to family traditions. Easter was gone this year, wasn't it? Mother's Day was gone, wasn't it? Okay, are we seeing some of this? You decide. Loyalty to family traditions, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. It's no longer you're of this group and that's group. They're going to bring it all down and then they're going to bring up their own, which we've been talking about. Facts don't matter when there is an agenda. And they rule. Wickedness rules. Like I said, all that. God doesn't want his people deceived. The problem is there's so many people that will not tell the truth. There's so many people, for some reason, I'm like, where are the preachers that are supposed to be warning us? Where are they? People go, well, you haven't been sending me any emails. I haven't found any good ones to send you lately. Because I'm looking for somebody that's going to stick their neck out and tell the truth, that aren't owned or controlled by opposition. Psalms 90, sorry if I'm your enemy if I speak the truth. I have nothing to gain here. Okay, Psalms 94, let's look at the wicked. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belong. There's no reason for you to get angry. There's no reason for you to risk your life in all these things that are going to coming upon the earth. Vengeance is the Lord's. Now, to protect yourself and your own property, if something like that happens, that's a different story. But they want wars. They want racial wars. Don't fall for the bait of the enemy. Vengeance belongs to God. And these people that are wicked and the things that they do, God sees them. And they think this life is it. There's another whole world. God's going to judge. We all stand before God, and our deeds are going to be seen. To whom vengeance belong. Verse 2, lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. God's the judge of the earth. Render reward to the proud. The fiery darts of what? The proud. They're arrogant. They're going to destroy. They're destroying neighborhoods and businesses. Very arrogant. Can you imagine looting? There's people that are saying, go loot. You deserve to loot. They stole from you. Go destroy this and that. They're telling them to go destroy certain. This is an agenda that's very, very wicked. And people that are falling for this don't realize they're the ones that are going to pay the price. And we watch a lot of these movies, you know, Person of Interest. It's all we're watching it. And they always get rid of the loose ends. When the enemy's through with you, they use you, and they kill you. Who wants to serve a God like that? And even in Judges there, I didn't get to it, but how the Philistines went and they started worshiping their god, Dagon. They started worshiping their god. They were followers of evil. They're worshiping false gods. The same is true today. You got to serve somebody. You can serve the devil or you can serve the Lord. You got to serve somebody, right? And a lot of these people are serving these fraternities and secret societies and stuff. They haven't went away just because you don't hear about them. There's probably one in every city. So let's finish with this. Lord, how long will the wicked? How long will the wicked triumph? It looks like they're winning right now. This is not new either. Wicked has been throughout the whole Bible. And here writing the Psalms is like, God, how long is this wicked? We're looking to you. How long is it going to triumph? They break in pieces thy people, verse 5. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. I saw one man online. He was crying because his business got burnt down. It was so sad. They use and abuse and throw away. There's no caring. This isn't people from our state. These are people brought in to destroy, to push an agenda. You have to wake up to see there's evil happening globally. This is not just a state or two. This is going to happen. Violence is going to be increased. Yet they say the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. In other words, they don't think that they're going to get caught. They're so arrogant right now with their agendas, and they're being told what to do. Don't think that this isn't planned chaos. He that planteth the ear, verse 9, shall he not hear? He that formeth the eye, shall he not see? We got to live in the fear of God. Everything we do, God's watching what we do. And even when we get angry, we got to give it to God. Just say, Lord, I can't handle it. These people are making me mad. They're deceiving. They're making me mad. They're deceiving people. He that chasteneth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord. Let God chasten us now. Let's repent now while we can. And he teaches him out of his law. Verse 13, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity. We need rest in the middle of the storm. Until the pit be digged for the wicked. The wicked are digging their own pits. Verse 16, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Do we see agendas here? Do we see wicked plans here? This is not new. The problem is many of us haven't been awakened to the plans because nobody's told us. We've been in church telling us this is your best life now. Uh-huh. Decree and declare. You have so much power. We have been deceived by the false prophets that people, the true Christians, a lot of them are totally caught unaware by this. They are just shocked right now. We've had time to prepare, at least mentally, and it's still hard because we didn't realize how fast this was going to happen. But we do know some of the plans. We don't know all the plans. We don't know how all things are going to happen. But we do know a basic thing because the Holy Spirit's told us. He's warned us, and we're so thankful for that. But who shall rise up against these evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Verse 20, shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee? Now here's the verse, which frameth mischief by a law, who frameth their unevil deeds by an executive order. We're seeing executive orders. Go back and look at the Patriot Act. You have no idea what's in there. Who are considered terrorists? Homeschoolers are considered terrorists, even in that document. That makes no sense. Mischief by a law. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense and my rock, my refuge. He shall bring upon them their own iniquity. They're going to cast a bow towards you, but it's going to hit them. If you live by the sword, you're going to die by the sword. These people that give their lives to Satan and Lucifer, thinking they're going to have great fame and wealth, they're going to die by the sword. But the Lord is my defense, and God is my rock of my refuge, and he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Our trust is in God. We live in time of not just wickedness, but great wickedness. In Matthew 24, over and over again, it tells us these things shall happen. And I'm only going to read this because some people don't read their Bibles. Do you know that? They don't read. If I don't tell them, they won't. It says in here that the love, help if I got on the right chapter. Take heed, verse 4, that no man deceive you. And I've told you this before. No preacher. No president, no pope, no anybody. What? Don't let them deceive you. Why? This is the age of epic deception. Take heed that no man deceive you, so many shall come. And he talks about verse 6, you are going to hear of wars and rumors of wars. We're not to be troubled. Why? We're committing our life to the Lord. We're trusting God to protect us in this hour. For these things must come to pass. But the end is nigh. Well, we knew that this stuff was going to come to pass, but not in our lifetime. We knew about the beast system rising, but not in our lifetime. Delilah's out there. But now we see, wow, the Philistines are upon us. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. Prepare for the food chains. get out what you can now. Go and take care of yourself and the family. And one of the people I was talking to that works kind of in a high level said, be careful for, make sure, especially you have a generator. If electricity does go out, they are cutting power lines. Make sure you're taken care of in your family if you can. Do everything you can to take care of yourself. And then what do? We trust God to take care of the rest. Amen. Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory. And I pray no one's afraid. But Lord, it's an hour that this stuff is on their doorsteps now. And I pray they aren't deceived. And I pray they don't get divided from one another. It does not matter what theory we think happened here or is this true. These things are here now. And we have to protect ourselves in you. First of all, make sure our heart's right and that vengeance belongs to you. In Jesus' name. Everyone said?
Amen. Be sure to hit the subscribe button and hit the bell button so you can be notified of the newest videos. We are viewer supported. If you would like to donate, please go to livinginhispresence.org. In the upper right-hand corner, there is a give button. Thank you. And see you next time.
Apart from you, we can do nothing. So we depend.